dwelling houses in the area. But it doesn't consider inconsistency with the requirements for commercial buildings in the area, which was raised in at least a few of the objections which I've seen. The statement of heritage impact is of deplorable quality. It has numerous typos and misleading statements. One wonders if council staff actually read this document, and if so, why it wasn't returned for correction. However, even that document acknowledges that council must take into consideration the potential impact of any proposed development on the heritage significance of the conservation area. In the council recommendation on page 667, it relies on the badly written heritage impact statement's conclusion that there is no adverse impact on the heritage conservation area as a result of this proposed alterations and additions. But there's no evidence given to support that statement. The statement of environmental effects doesn't consider the Haberfield DCP controls, but rather just the objectives. In the DCP controls, 3.3D clearly states that new work must be in sympathy with and not detract from the design and character of the...
How are you going, Mr. Ward, for time? Do you need to go for another 20 seconds?
Another half a page?
Half a page?
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you have another 30
Thanks.
Seconds.
With regard to the brickwork on the facade, it is not in keeping with Haberfield Heritage brickwork. Of the three precedents suggested, two of them are overseas and the third one is in Melbourne, and none of them is a precedent for the Haberfield Heritage Conservation Area. Indeed, only one precedent exists for articulated brickwork in the Haberfield area, and that is on the West Connect exhaust stacks, where they've got indeed articulated brickwork. And no one visiting the library wants to be reminded of the exhaust stacks. I therefore appeal to the panel to impose a condition requiring that the facade be redesigned to reflect the original facades as required by the DCP.
Thank you, Mr. Ward.
Thank you.
Vincent Crow on behalf of the Haberfield Association. Are you here, Mr. Crow? Or Crow, is it? No E. Does that make it Crow? Or Crow? Thank you.
Now.
Are you Mr. Crow?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mr. Crow. Your 3 minutes starts now.
Right. The Haberfield Association commends the Inner West Council for intending to reconstruct the former Haberfield School of Arts to its original appearance and update the library and community facilities at the Haberfield Centre. However, the design of the facade of the addition appears to be a case of architects with support of the Inner West Council thinking that they know better than many, if not most, Haberfield residents who will have to live with the proposed design. The architect and council are proposing a design for the facade which is widely believed by residents to be inappropriate to the architectural character of the 1912 School of Arts building in particular and Haberfield in general, and contravenes the spirit and letter of the council's own development control plan. The Inner West Council has not taken any notice of submissions by Haberfield residents and has adopted a dismissive attitude toward residents by adopting the design of the facade of the proposed extension without changes to the original proposal. As stated on page 670 of the development assessment report, only 2 of 30 submissions were in support of the original application, indicating much public dissatisfaction with the proposed design of the exterior. The Habitfoot Association believes that a lighter, more subtle design that relates to the architectural character of the existing Habitfield Centre and Habitfield's architectural character would be more appropriate. We would like to see a more creative design rather than the blockish, rectangular, sharp-edged brickwork which will dominate the facade. It is claimed by the architect and council that this contrast in design and materials will enhance the School of Arts building by being a contrast. But according to Article 22 of the Borough Charter, new work should respect the context, strength, scale and character of the original and should not overpower it. And being readily identifiable does not automatically make new work sympathetic to the place. The proposed design bears no relation to existing buildings in Dalhousie Street or the Habitfield Shopping Centre, of which it forms a part, and will be a discordant element. According to the DCP, any new shops should carefully reflect the character and scale of existing, relating to parapet and awning lines, tenancy widths, etc. Although not a shop, the Habitfield Centre forms part of this precinct. The proposed design is alien to the spirit of the Habitfield Conservation Area and contravenes the spirit and letter of the Asheville DCP. This is just a quote from the DCP. To ensure that necessary change, such as alterations and extensions to existing buildings, will respect the contribution of those buildings to the heritage significance of Habitfield, and to ensure that where new buildings can be constructed, they are carefully designed to fit in with the heritage significance and character of Habitfield as a whole. And the design of the facade of the proposed extension fails to do both of these.
That's better. Do we need that?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Ms. Hunter, thank you. But you're coming across nice and clear, and your time starts now.
Okay. This is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
You talk about me.
No, I'm afraid. This is even worse. I don't want to waste any precious second of my time because I'm parking, my parking might run out. But I'm not actually a resident of Habitfield. I live in Stanmore. But I go to Habitfield Library all the time because it's the best library in the municipality. And I've been walking through those doors that glide open for you. You don't have to push them open yourself. It's just wonderful. A little bit of luxury there. I've been walking in and out of that building for months, and every time I go past that plan, my heart sinks. It sinks to my feet because the supposed improvements are so ugly. And Habitfield is not an ugly place. Habitfield doesn't deserve that sort of a renovation, and I have to ask myself, has it been done as a cost-cutting exercise rather than a consideration of what would suit the area? Now, I've brought in some photos, which I would...
Someone bring them up to us and
yes,
look at them. You keep speaking, otherwise you'll lose
okay.
some of your time.
Around near where I live was an old derelict, almost derelict building, and it's been renovated in the way that's seen in the photos. And I just wonder if something like that couldn't be done at Habitfield with the facades. Now, the problem is there are two facades. So that makes it a little bit more difficult. But I just wonder if something like what is in the photos could be done on the furthest facade and some sort of an area made in between the two facades, possibly an open air area, which is one of the features on the side of that particular building, or to have it glassed in or perspexed in, whatever, to make it into a reading nook or a computer room or something like that. And
you're in a position to bring that, it all together, Ms. Hunter?
That would necessitate some sort of climate control in that area, because I think under the glass or the perspex it would get very hot. But I'm sure that's not beyond the capabilities of a sympathetic architect.
Thank you. Thank you for your assistance.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Those photographs, do you want them back?
No, I don't.
All right, I'll keep them as an exhibit.
I'll give you the envelope.
Oh, that's even better. The remaining speaker is, on behalf of the applicant, Stephen Lacombe. I think that's what it says, is it?
That's pronounced Iacono.
Iacono.
It's Italian, not Greek.
Iacono.
Yes. And I'm not from Haverfield.
Now I've got my glasses on, I can see that you possibly could get that out of it. So, Mr. Iacono, welcome.
Thank
you. You're speaking on behalf of the applicant.
I am, thank you. Look, we just have requesting a very minor amendment to the deferred commencement and condition of consent number 32, consolidation of lots. Recommended conditions request that we have a consolidated lot plan registered for our construction certificate. Now, I'd like to provide this to the panel, if you don't mind. We've engaged a surveyor and the draft plan is ready, but we don't believe it will have that ready for a construction certificate, which will prevent us from mobilising on site and cause considerable delay to council. So our request is that there's an amendment in line with using the words in my submission 6th of February, that we have that registered for the occupation certificate. And I might add that...
Is that what you want to say?
Well, yeah, I'd just like to add that council owns both lots, so there is no other third party involved. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yep.
Sorry, Mr. Iacono.
Call me Stephen.
I know they're all from Sicily, aren't they, the
Iaconos? No, we're from Ischia.
Uh-huh.
Ischia. Which is off Napoli, but anyway.
Apart from that... do you have any specific condition which is in the approval that we have in front of us that you would like changed?
No, that's it.
Sorry?
I've provided the wording for that amendment.
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah, that's it. We support all the other conditions.
Okay.
I mean, you can remove some if you wish, but...
No, I think that's fine. Okay. That's good.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, you've got a question?
Yes, look, before you go, Mr. Iacono, your submission of the 6th of February, I'm looking at that now.
Yep.
You attached, and I assume you have it in front of you, the email addressed to yourself from...
Yep, from Guna.
Versingham.
Versingham.
Yep. In that email, he talks about, in the first paragraph... I discussed with Joe and he agreed to change the deferred commencement condition to before construction certificate. Now, on your actual letter,
yep,
dated 6th of February, you talk in the lower part of that letter where you say a request is sought to amend as follows. You use the words prior to the issue of an occupation certificate.
Yes.
Which are you...
I'd like to make it a condition that before the occupation certificate is released, that the consolidated lot plan is registered with the land title office, or whatever they're called now.
Okay, so before the issue of an occupation
certificate,
not construction certificate.
No, because that could cause significant delays if there's a hold-up in the legal process, that's all.
Okay.
I think that was my only question. Is that a... What condition are we talking about?
32.
Page 684.
So if you go to 32, it says prior to issue construction certificate. Yeah. So we just want that changed to prior to issue of occupation certificate.
If it's approved.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Iacono.
No.
Any further questions?
That's my only question. I just wondered if we should retire and...
All right.
Can I just address one of the... that was raised about the heritage impact statement that was resubmitted. There was no... the veracity of that report was not changed. We just corrected some minor typographical errors. And those reports, they're not prepared in a word processor. They actually use a graphics package. So sometimes these typographical errors are not as obvious, but we got the heritage architect to run it through Grammarly, and everything that we could find was corrected. And that was all that was changed.
The panel wishes to...
Are you or are you not concerned about the deferred commencement aspects of the conditions?
Well, to be honest, I don't even know what that means. I'm not a planner. I'm the...
Okay.
What is your position, Mr.
I'm the property project manager, so I...
So you're a builder?
No, I'm an engineer.
An engineer.
And so I work...
Deferred commencement appears at page 673.
Yeah, that's right.
And requires... written documentation of the proposed stormwater drainage easement and documentation of the creation of the proposed right of carriageway easement.
Yeah, well, we want that deferred till have that in place for the occupation certificate.
Yeah.
Now, can that be amended?
You haven't told us that.
Yeah. So what?
Well, no, we just spoke about that.
Oh, I see.
But we're now just talking about the deferred commencement issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the deferred commencement on page 673. There's got to be a creation of a proposed stormwater drainage easement and also proposed right of carriageway before you get a construction certificate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We've got that plan that you've got in front of you has all that in place. It's got the section 88B instrument and the admin sheet for the right-of-way and the stormwater easements and the lot consolidation. So that's all in process. So we don't want the project, the construction...
The engineer's reading the amount of detail into it that is required.
Unfortunately, I'm not a planner.
So the draft only had been up to discharge this and the agreement to create an easement, the second part of both of those.
What does it say? A legal agreement. Or a legal agreement to create an easement.
Draft AEA.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what it says. That's what the condition says.
And it's been done, Mr. Chairman.
That it would actually have to be a legal instrument.
Yeah, which we have.
So I read that email as removing that deferred commencement condition.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Mr. Iacono. I think the panel might need to just retire for a few minutes, possibly five, in order to collaborate in relation to the final outcome in respect of this item number 10.
Okay, thank you.
The panel's adjourned.
I think it's Thank you. But what it is,
The panel is reconvened. We're dealing with item number 10, and I will ask Mr. Johnson to indicate the findings of the panel and the decision that it's made. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This report is an assessment of the application submitted to Council for part demolition, alterations and additions, new solar panels, easements, consolidation of lots and associated landscaping of the existing Haberfield Centre and Library, 7880 Dalhousie Street, Haberfield. A number of submissions were received. both from the associations we've heard from today and from a number of individuals. Junior assessment period, it was noted by council that insufficient investigation and was being provided on some things, and hence additional information was sought. Amended plans were submitted, which largely addressed the concerns at council assessment offices at the time, and appropriate conditions were added or inserted to cover the issues there. Basically, it covers demolition of the northern wing of the library and partial demolition within the original main building. The northern wing being the part that has already been was designed by Howard Tanner back in the 1980s. Consolidation of lots A and B in the DP. Construction, I should add that the council is the owner of the land and the facility, and that's the reason it's come to this panel. It also included construction of a new northern wing, including a conference hall, covered veranda, courtyard area and associated landscaping and stormwater works. Ground and first floor alterations to the original main building are included. These include a new entry, bathrooms, kitchen, conference hall and meeting rooms. And the installation of solar panels on the roof is also included. The panel visited the site today. We looked at the various components. We have also gone through and looked at all submissions received. We have had some detailed discussions with council's heritage officers today in regard to several of the matters that were raised, particularly in the submissions from the associations. And thank you for your submissions today on that. We particularly discussed the alleged shortcomings of the heritage impact statement with those council officers today and the other issues raised in your submissions. The additional information that was requested in late last year, November and December of 2019, which was provided by the applicant relating to those heritage issues, was looked at and discussed in detail. We are satisfied by the responses regarding the heritage issues that were raised, and we are prepared to approve the application with changes to certain conditions. And I think we can we put those up on the screen now, please? So the decision of the panel is to receive and note the correspondence relating to the architect's moral rights from Mr. Tanner. That was one of the issues that had been raised. The consultations, we have seen the evidence and the details of the consultations with Howard Tanner regarding the moral rights, architect's moral rights from the previous stage of development. In order to strike a better architectural balance between the heritage character of the area and the new development, the following amendments to the conditions are to be made. We will reword condition 16B to include the words main entrance to Dalhousie Street based on the 1920s photographic documentation in place of all other words after reinstatement. On that of the reinstatement of the so if you look at 16B, that will include the issue raised regarding the splayed buttresses in the entry area. Condition 16C, we will add to condition 16C a part one which reads, investigate and cost the feasibility of removing the render and reinstating the face brickwork, or if that's not feasible due to the extent of damage to the brickwork, and make existing condition 16C part two. So 16C is changed to introduce that section, part one covering that information, and part two. Condition 32 is modified slightly. It currently reads that prior to the issue of a construction certificate, the certifying authority must be provided with evidence that the separate lots comprising the development have been consolidated into one lot. We will change that to read, prior to the issue of an occupation certificate. Those are the only changes to the conditions. The proposal remains a deferred development consent, as noted in the first page of the conditions. That is all. Thank you for your attendance.
The panel is adopting the recommendations and conclusions subject to those remarks.
Yes. Sorry, I should have said that probably. Yeah, correct.
We can say it now if you like.
So the panel is adopting the recommendations on page 672 of the agenda document, and with the changes to conditions I've just outlined above.
Thank you.
The decision was unanimous.
Yes.
Other than the fact that we had one panel member who had just dismissed himself, removed himself from this decision due to a conflict.
He had indicated... he had indicated an interest.
Yes. That's right. He had indicated a potential interest, so
he
was
retired.
Not part of the decision. Mr. Hawke, I'm talking about. Thank you.
The panel now has completed its agenda. Yes.
I'm here. I was here for item 8 and unfortunately delayed, and I had a phone call from a council staff member to say that the item had been...
Are you using the microphone?
My name's Eugene Sarich from Urbanesque Planning.
Yes.
I had a phone call from a council staff member...
Which item is this?
Item 8, I'm sorry.
Item 8.
33
yes,
Chandos
Street. Chandos
Street,
boarding
that,
house.
That's correct.
Yes.
That the item was going to be deferred to the last matter... before determination.
I don't know anything about that. My recollection is, Mr. Sarich, that the matter was called. People spoke in favour and against, according to their particular view. The panel considered all of those matters, and the panel decided to... defer while there was an opportunity to go and find somebody, I assume must have been you.
Yes.
And we deferred for about 5 or 10 minutes and came back with the information that the person couldn't be found, and accordingly we proceeded with the determination, refused the application, and that was finalised. So that the final decision was made with the panel allowing some search to be carried out for the missing person, who turns out to be you. Certainly it was never indicated by the chair or any member of the panel, as you've suggested, that there would be a reordering of the only information we had was that the person hadn't appeared. You weren't listed to speak anyway. You were not listed to speak, I'm sorry. When? Well, that's too late to start off with. You would have had to...
It was on the last... late edition. You registered late.
Well, it's not on my list because it obviously was a late registration. You would have had to get leave anyway to be heard. You can't just come along on the last day and... make submissions unless there are very good reasons for that. So there would have been that problem. The problem is now something that I can hardly cure because, A, the decision's been made and we no longer got the full membership of the panel because one of the members of the panel excused himself from the last matter because he had a declared interest and it's gone. So, unfortunately... Yeah, you want to place on record the fact that you're here, and I note that you're here. If you're making an application to be heard now, that's an impractical solution. I can't deal with it for all sorts of reasons, and you'll have to proceed in such way as you see fit, either by way of appeal or make another application or whatever it is you require to do. All right. Thank you, and I'm sorry that we have to deal with it in that way, but that's the way it's panned out. Thank you, Mr. Sarich, for appearing in any event. The panel is now definitely adjourned. Business completed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You may leave the room. I'm leaving my paper. Can the papers stay? Stay here, papers. You'll guarantee security. All right. Thank you.
Oh, good on you. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting, right? Oh,
yeah.
It'll be in my mind. I will certainly. But I think they've got a bit of work. My impression is that there's still discussions in council about costs and other things. It does look like his name says the building versus the modern piece of architecture.
She said that she's going to have changed a little bit.
Sometimes you can never get this right, but my gut feeling is that it will be the case.
Yeah, I've come around to feeling the first
time. Yes, that's right.
But yes, I'm talking about it.
Am I taking your papers away as well?
Yes, take all that.
All that. And that. And I'm taking
and all
yours.
That. My scooter is a lot lighter going on.
Now, can I ask, did you want to keep those pictures?
Look, sure.
Okay. Not so much.
Yes, that is the permanent permit. That one, for this year. Yes. Gotta love Australia first.
We're only going to relax till the next time.
Oh, that's lovely. To turn this.